From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Indian police said Friday they've detained five officials of IVRCL. That's the construction company that was building the bridge that collapsed Thursday in Calcutta, killing at least 23 people and injuring 80 more. Earlier on Friday, police said they've opened a case of culpable homicide against the construction firm. Sitha Pedapathy is IVRCL's chief lawyer.
IVRCL and its concerned staff will cooperate with the investigation. We will give the maximum support what we have to give. We are anxious to know why it happened as well. We want to know the reason why it happened.
The bridge had been under construction for at least 9 years. In a case which has generated international interest as a test of press freedom, the trial of two Turkish journalists has resumed. The defendants are facing charges of espionage and aiding a terrorist organization for their reporting, in which they alleged that the government was smuggling arms into Syria. They could get life sentences in prison if found guilty. Protesters have gathered at the courthouse in Istanbul chanting, "Free press, free society." Hans-Dietrich Genscher, a long-serving German diplomat at the forefront of the struggle to reunite East and West Germany, has died at the age of 89. Genscher served as foreign minister of West Germany and later the unified Germany. He's credited with negotiating Germany's reunification and the withdrawal of Soviet troops in 1990. The French justice minister expects the top suspect in the November terrorist attack in Paris will be extradited from Belgium to France within 10 days. Salah Abdeslam has been jailed in Belgium since his arrest on March 18th. Abdeslam's lawyer says his client wants to cooperate with authorities. This is VOA.